This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Nun Tes. We're middle of Siv Beis. Basically, the Mechaber is talking about a guy who, during Shacharis, he started saying the Berchas Kriya Shema of Yoitzer or Hamariv Aravim. And we learned that you need to make sure of two things. Number one, you need to make sure the main body of the bracha is Yoitzer Aravarich Hoshech, and that you conclude with Yoitzer Hamoirais. If you ruin either of the two, if either the main body is Hamariv Aravim, or the conclusion is Hamariv Aravim, then you're not Yoitzer. So we're up to Sivkatan Hey, where the Rama said the same thing would be if you didn't say only Yoitzer Ar, if you finished Marav Aravim Lo Yatza. Says Mishra Rak Yoitzer Ar Perish, V'chol Nusach Shel Habracha. If, let's say, you said the whole Nusach of Yoitzer Ar, Levad Sheta B'chasima, the only thing is you made a mistake in the conclusion, Afal Pikein Lo Yatza. Nevertheless, you're not Yoitzer. D'hala Beirech B'chasima, Al Ha'ar Hamaschel HaBayam Zeh, because you did not make a bracha in the chasima on the light that begins to illuminate on this day. Okay, Sivkatan Vav. Im Siyem Hamar Varavim. V'im Toich Kedei Dibor Nisgar V'amar Yoitzer Hama'oirois Yatza. If Toich Kedei Dibor, you remembered and you said Yoitzer Hama'oirois, you're Yoitzei. If Toich Kedei Dibor, you remembered, and you said Yoitzer Hama'oirois, you're Yoitzei. In other words, you said the main body correctly. You said Yoitzer Baruch Hashem Chazal Masakal. You also, the only thing is, you ended off Hamar V'aravim, and Toich Kedei Dibor, you fixed it by saying Yoitzer Hama'oirois Yoitzei. Avalam Shah Achar Shamar Hamar V'aravim. In other words, like this. Let's say the guy, he said the whole bracha correctly. Yoitzer Baruch Hashem Chazal Shalom Masakal. And the only thing is, he's spacing out, and he ended off Baruch Ata Hashem Hamariv Aravim. And he looked around the shul, and one guy was shmecking tobacco, one guy was on his phone, another guy was counting the tzedakah and the pushka, another guy was, I don't know what, looking at the parsha sheet that they gave out from 10 years ago. And then a minute later, he woke up and said, "Hey, Baruch Ata Hashem, Yoitzer Hama'oros," he's not Yoitzei. Av She'amar Yoitzer Masalachadi. There will be Yoimer Oida Pam Berchaz Yoitzer Matchil. He starts from the beginning. That's it, he has to start from the beginning. Lo Yatza, he would not be Yoitzei. V'im Tav Lo Nisgar Ad She'ischal Av Arabah. What if, like this, the guy ended off incorrectly and he started Av Arabah in the middle of Avinu of Harachamon Hamirachim Rachim. He said, "Hey, I said Baruch Ata Hashem Hamariv Aravim." What does he do now? Then Lo Yafsik Bein Ham. He should not interrupt. Rak Yisayim Kaseder Berchas Ahav Araba. He should just end off in order of the Baruch of Ahav Araba. V'Acher Kach Yoymer Yoitzer Or Koydem Kriyashma. And then he should say Yoitzer Or before Kriyashma. Wow. So he's basically going to first say Ahava Rabbah, and then he's going to say Yoitzer Ar. Now, I would ask the following question on that. So basically, B'diyeved, you could say the brachas out of order, right? So you'll end up saying Ahava Rabbah, and then Yoitzer Ar. My question is like this. Shouldn't Ahava Rabbah begin with a Baruch? Well, you say, well, it's Samach L'Chaverta. It's juxtaposed to Yoitzer Ar. Yeah, but that's only if you say Yoitzer Ar first. But here, you messed up your Yoitzer Ar. So your Yoitzer Ar doesn't count. So now you're allowed to do that. Basically, first say Ahava Rabbah, and then Yoitzer Ar. Then aren't you ruining the Ahava Rabbah because it's not starting with a Baruch, unless it's not Ma'akev. By the way, the Dirshu brings that Reb Chaim Knievsky said that even if, let's say, you said Baruch Ata Hashem Hamariv Aravim Ahava, and you're still Toich Kedei Dibor, you're done. Says Reb Chaim Knievsky, that's called the Haschala. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, that someone forgot Ma'asher Baruch Mar HaGoshem, that once you start the word Ata Kadosh, it's considered a new you start a new thing. Let's say a guy did not say the Bracha V'Yotzer Ara before Kriya Shema, for whatever reason. You could say it after Shemana Esrei. Or if you didn't say Ahava Rabba, for whatever reason, for Shemana Esrei, you could say it before. If you didn't say it before Shema, you could say it after davening. That's what Rav Moshe paskins. Okay. The Mechaber ends off, Avalam Siyem Yotzer HaMa'oirois. If you ended off Yotzer HaMa'oirois, Kivan Shepasach Yotzer Ar, Yatza Afal Pishiv Sigmar of Aravim. Basically like this. If a guy concluded correctly, he started correctly, even though in the interim he started saying Nusach of the Marav, you're Yotze. So the Mishnah Berurah very kindly gives us a synopsis of this sif. Yatza, says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ches, Tamtze Zeh HaSifu. Here is the executive summary. The Shnei Dvarim Yesha Brechas Yotze are the Shachras Likuva. There are two things that are ma'akiv. Number one, Psichas HaBracha, the opening of the Bracha. Ayam Tziyasa, or the middle, Tzrichalios Kadin, the beginning and the middle. By the way, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, what if a person skipped the Kiddusha of Yotzer Ar? He says, you're Yotze, it's a Toisefes, it's not the Ikar HaBracha. The Ikar HaBracha is to thank Hashem for the light, and Beis, the second thing we need is Chasimas HaBracha. V'dadu Adim Berchas Marav Aravim. You should know the same thing would be by Mariv. The Arvis come avar bebrachas yud beizam and aleph ayin sham. So you want to make sure you start correctly, the middle you say, and you end correctly. And the Mechaber says your yoytze, if you finish yoytze ha-ma'ayra, since you start with yoytze ar, if you're mavsik b'mariv aravim, toch kedei dibor shal psichas yoytze ar. V'amar ko Hanusach the Arvis Levada Chasim Afal Pikein Loyamin and Shneka Ideza Hatevois Harishana Shal Yotzer Ar. Like this, even if a guy said Baruch Ata Hashem Lekinam Alchelam Yotzer Ar Varichoshech Oisa Shalom Varasakol Asher Bevaroi Ma'ariv Aravim. So Toch Kedei Dibur, you might say, okay, he's Oiker the Haschala. No, we don't say he's Oiker the Haschala, but rather it is okay. Siv Gimel. Ready for Sif Gimel? Let's begin. Yesh Oimrim, some say, She HaKedusha Shebiyoitzer Yachid Oimra Lefi She'ena Elasipur Dvarim. Some say the Kedusha of Yoitzer, an individual could say it, because it's just a story. What's the story? You're saying a story of what the Malachim say. V'yesh Oimrim She Yachid Medalga. Some say that an individual skips it. V'ena Ne'emeres Ela B'tzibur. And it could only be said B'tzibor. Some say that a yachid skips it, and it's only said B'tzibor. V'yishlachash l'devrayim, you should be choshesh for it. That if you're davening b'yichidus, you have to be concerned, maybe you shouldn't be saying it. Therefore, if you're not davening with a minyan, you should be zaher to lain the psukim. Otherwise, it's a shaila if you're allowed to say it. Okay, so we have a machlokes. The opinion of the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina in the name of the Rabbanei Tzarfas and the Rosh and the Rambam, they say you're allowed to say the psukim, the kedusha of Yoitzar. It's only a sipur ba'alma. But some say, now, the first Yesh Oimrim is the Tshuvas HaRambam. The second Yesh Oimrim is that you have to skip it. Who is that? That's the Rambam himself in Hilchos Tefillah, and the Rajban, Rabbein Yeruchim, and the Manhig, and others. The Rajba, therefore, says you should be Choshes and say it Benigunim. The Rajban, the Tshuvas HaDeshan. Hagol Chvar Pasha Menkeswar Rishayna. The Rama says the Minug has spread like the first Deya, that a Yachid could say it, V'Yachid Oimer Isa. When you answer this Kedusha, you answer it out loud. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Medalga. So what should you say? Should you skip the whole Pasuk? Rak Yoimer. You say, You say kulam mahuvim kulam brum kulam gimachol esamay meri sangin machalim paisam asim gdushav tav b'shiva zimra mvarachim shav mfarim marasim lagishim mamlichim eshem hakel hamelach agadal gimav kadosh v'cholim kam lamali amalach shvam zem 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 shu zolza lahakdish liyot v'nachzob v'sav v'romnim kadusha kulam chad oinim v'oimrim b'yira kadosh. According to the second day, you just say the word kadosh. Da'ifanim chazir ashgalim v'sasim lasavim l'masam shabchim v'oimrim baruch. Kasam pri chadash, afilam haya yachid, mispal levadoi, bishvil she'echa lavoi, kivan de ikotzibur, oimim afil balachash, lukuliyama. If you came late, and there's a minion in the shul, you're just not davening with them, everyone agrees you could say the psukim. The minog is, we are makel regarding this, and you could say the psukim, uvabir agro hiskam halacha, ledeh ha'achroina. The gra says no. That if you're doubting by yourself, you cannot say it. Yeah, but the Rama says the minog is to say it. Ulafisha ain laws is mea minog nachin lahader im oimer bahayachid lemar beniganatom kar besukim. The correct thing to do is if you're davening biyachidos, you should lay in the psukim. V'chein kasav ha'prima gadim shim halavosh shatoiv lahader bazeh. So we're not going to move from the minog. We're going to say it. But because in deference to the Gra, who says the minog is not like the Rama, the minog is like the Deir HaAchroina, Nachin Lahader to say, Benigunu Ta'amim Kukari Psukim. Okay, Rabbi Isai, you know what? Let's finish off Siv Gimel. Uksha Oinin, when you answer Kedusha, you say it b'kol ram. Kedusha zu im efshar toiv lemer miyushav. This Kedusha, you should be sitting down. So if you find yourself, you're a guy you like to pace. Some people, they like to pace. Pal, have a seat. You should be sitting for Kedusha the Sidra. Now let's say you're in the middle of Psuke de Zimra and you hear a tzibur saying Kedusha of Yoitzer. You're not allowed to answer. You do not answer in middle of Psukah de Zimra to this Kedusha. That's what the Minchas Yitzchak writes. Now, it's very interesting that the Mishnah Berurah says it's correct that if you're davening b'yichidos to say it b'nigun uta'amim k'kari psukim, Rav Moshe writes, you don't have to use the regular trap. If you have a nigun that you learn with, you're allowed to say it in that nigun. Because the Iker Inyan is that Kedusha, you can only say with a minyan. So you want to be, you want to show you're not saying Kedusha, you're learning. So you could say it in your learning nigun. Question. Guy's in the middle of Psukah de Zimra. He's not worried. He feels he'll be able to start Shemana Esrei with the Tzibur. But he wants to know, should he skip to be able to say this Kedusha with the Tzibur? Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, no. No, it's not a reason to skip. Okay, B'kol Ram, out loud, Dafka B'tzibur, you say it B'kol Ram. Aval B'yachid, when you're saying the Kedusha, B'yachidos Omer B'lachash, you say it quietly, Ken Kasav El Yerabah. Aval b'shari tshuva kasav she'en kapeda af biyachid im yomer b'kol ram. The shari tshuva says there's no kapeda even a yachid to say it b'kol ram. Rabbi Isai, have a great day. Have a good day. Yeah.
Why is it in it sitting by the kodesh? Why should you look at someone who is sitting?
Alpi Kabbalah. The Ber Hetiv brings from the Sefer Hakana, Alpi Kabbalah. Okay, Hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.